what is the difference between repentance and giving ourselves? Again, it is the center of our consciousness. Ajamil, when he repented, the result was that he became more intense in his practice of bhakti. Whereas when we are giving ourselves, we become self-conscious. So we have to see, what is it that we are thinking about more and more? If a simple example to understand this is, if I am deceased. Okay, I am deceased is a reality. But what should I do about it? That recognition of the reality that I am deceased should make me want to take the treatment. If I am just constantly thinking I am deceased, I am deceased, I am deceased, I am deceased, that is what it is all about. So, okay, I did something wrong. Maybe something terribly wrong. But then what is the solution? I have to devote myself to Krishna. So if our focus on Krishna and we are striving to improve ourselves, then that is repentance. If we are just lamenting about what is happening and pining in that, then that is self-blame, which is undesirable. It can be psychologically damaging also. From the philosophical perspective, repentance is approval. Whereas self-blaming is a tamoguna. And the difference, again, in our philosophical term is that in repentance, you know, we have control over our mind. We can calmly take our mind back and think, in this situation, I acted like this. This was the temptation that came, and this is how I succumbed to it. You can analyze. In the future, if I come in that situation, I'll do like this, I'll not do like this. And that way, we can deal with the situation. But when we are in the mode of self-blaming, usually we are not in control, our mind is in control. And our mind goes back and just wallows in self-pity and self-loathing. So essentially, if our focus is on Krishna and we are doing what we can to correct the situation, that is repentance.